And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick's on a well-deserved vacation, enjoying the sun and sand in Hawaii, and he'll be back next weekend. But a pleasure to have Corey here this weekend and talking some good fishing. Corey adds so much good stuff, especially when they're talking, like when Wooly's talking about calico.
Oh, right. Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
I call it good times.
Boy, we have a great guest this week, Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. It's really been a great weekend of shows, and didn't miss yesterday. If you missed part of today's, you definitely want to revisit that first hour. Super fantastic on the Let's Talk Hookup app or YouTube and Facebook Live. Dwayne is with Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and he's a world traveler, fishes all over the place, and just a great adventurer and just a super good guy, and giving away a great prize, right?
Absolutely, and it's I'm sure what Dwayne carries with him on all his adventures, right? Costa sunglasses, and somebody's getting one lucky caller or texter is getting a free pair of Costas.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll have Dwayne, we'll have him flip this coin at the end of the show, and that's going to a lucky caller or texter. And make sure you are, if you're texting, make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we can get a hold of you.
Now,
so.
Speaking of Costa and Dwayne and such like that, I noticed you wear reading glasses or regular glasses.
Sure, yeah.
Do you ever get prescription Costas?
I do.
From Sport RX?
Yeah. I just got these Mariana Trench 400s from them, and they're amazing.
Aren't they awesome? Yeah. The Sport RX people are so awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember where I got my last pair of RX glasses, but they were good. I mean, they helped. They did the trick, but these ones are even better.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they did.
Well, they were a day at the docks last week, mm-hmm. and Tom had midway up the metric there at the Costa booth, mm-hmm. and with Bob and the guys, and they were taking prescriptions right there in the booth
and
customizing your glasses through Sport RX. So it was super cool, and so that's just one thing about Costa, is that if you are wearing prescription glasses, they do prescription glasses.
Yeah, and they do prescription sunnies, too. I just ordered my first pair of those. I should hopefully have them next week.
Yeah.
I'm super excited because, you know, I'm 47 now. My vision's going a little bit
already. Welcome to the club, right?
I'm getting LASIK this next offseason. But now, it'll be nice to have RX sunglasses.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can see through those gyros.
Next, I need RX gyros.
Yeah, and RX gyros, yeah.
Well,
great show, and lots of fun. And if you want to join us, again, 833-288-0973, giving away a pair of Costas. And Jeff's standing by at the fan, or you can text us. And let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John called from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us this morning on the Let's Talk Hookup. And happy Easter.
Good morning, guys. Dwayne, I'm checking out your trophy room right now on YouTube, but my question to you, Dwayne, is I'm really interested in those rods that break down. Being in Dallas, I have to travel to San Diego quite a bit. It'd be great to put them in a suitcase instead of a tube.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good deal they have with those rods. Very, very convenient.
And that model, again, was a...
It's the Daiwa Ardito. I believe, like you said, it's the HRRB or HRBBXXH. But there's the Ardito rod line, and I think they have two models. So they have a heavy and an extra heavy.
Uh-huh.
And nice. Both of them are great rods, but for the heavier stuff, definitely go with the XX.
Nice. Yeah, we check those out. It's great to have good travel rods.
Phoenix
makes good travel rods, too.
Yeah.
Dana Landing has a great stock of Phoenix travel rods.
Yep, they have the Arditos as well.
And they also have the Daiwa Arditos.
They actually have, I've seen them. They actually have a nice little turning island.
Yeah, a little kiosk thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's where you're based, Dana Landing.
Yep, we're at Dana Landing there in Mission Bay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where you can get pretty much everything. And the cool thing about Dana Landing is that when people come fish with Pinnacle Sport Fishing, they can get their sandwiches, their beverages.
Yeah, everything. It's a one-stop shop. Yeah. Great staff. Everyone's really, really friendly, really, really helpful. They have everything you need for a day on the water or a day off the water.
Yeah. And what does a trip on Pinnacle include? Do you supply tackle? Do you supply...
Yeah, basically, you know, you pay your price of admission, and we take care of the rest. Just show up with your food, drink, and fishing license. We've got gear. We've got, you know, ice in the coolers. We can take care of your fish for you or get you lined up with a processor and just show up with food, drink, and a license.
Nice. So you'll fillet on the boat sometimes too?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. With the big fish, that stuff goes to processors these days, but everything else.
The bluefin thing is so complicated with the fillet job.
It is.
It almost has to go to a processor.
It is. You know, and I tell my guys, you know, think of it like a big game hunt. You know, you're going to go... You know, bow and arrow down an elk, you're not going to go pack it out and process it right there by yourself. You're going to send it to a processor, big game. Right. So I kind of, you know, push that belief to the anglers on the big bluefin as well. You want to get it back, all, you know, signed, sealed, delivered. You want to open that bag and put it on your sushi plate and go to town instead of going home and trimming stuff and throwing stuff in your trash and making your wife mad, neighbors mad, you know, just get it done.
Yeah,
and the way you do it on the boat, you ice them down, and so best just left on ice for 12 hours or more,
exactly,
you know, or more, like
exactly
a day and a half would even be better.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in letting stuff sit in a brine for at least 12 hours, if not 24. Yeah. When we were over in Fiji, that's something I incorporated at the island as a fish care, and went from when I first got there with them using bags and, you know, 90, 95 degree weather to getting Yeti 350s. And then, you know, not one fish comes out of that cooler within 12 hours. It has to be 12 hours. So we go in shifts because we fish half days there because it's close range. You know, you drop off the morning's fish. You don't cut those morning fish till the next day at noon when you get in. You know,
even with the
evening fish, you don't cut those fish till the next evening. Yeah. You know, so we had this like rotation of coolers and for big cooler Yetis and doing the brine thing, and it works insane. The fish comes out so good.
I think that's one thing in Southern California that we've embraced. And like yourself, you've done it right. And it's something that wasn't, you know, we were ignorant, for the lack of a better term, right?
We weren't used to it, you know.
And having fishermen's processing and completing the whole cycle,
right,
like, is the whole game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally... To ice down a fish and treat it, bleed them and gut them and ice them and then process them proper, dude, it pleases me more than anything in this fleet that we've done right in the last 20
years. And now the Iwajimi thing, like, everyone's doing that. We've got it on our boat. It's just the fish care down here just keeps getting better and better.
So you guys Iwajimi?
Yeah.
Run the cord up the
spine. Yeah, last year...
It makes a difference in the quality, right?
It was our first year last year starting to do it. It definitely does. It definitely does. You know, we might have been a little behind the ball on that one. Fish was still coming out amazing.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just any extra step we can take to make the fish or the product that they take home better, we're going to do.
Go into Point Loma Seafoods or your local place and and just look at the price of a premium piece of bluefin.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
It's not. But for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
For a reason, man.
And it's about quality.
Quality, and it's a quality piece of protein. You know?
Right. And you can't put a price on a sport-caught fish, right? Yeah. But you can, within yourself, evaluate that, man, I've got 40 pounds of premium fish that's 30 to 40 pounds here.
Yeah.
Yeah, $30 to $40 a pound.
Yeah. No, that's a really good way of looking at it. I try to tell clients to do that as well. It's like, God, look how much you have, man.
And to be able to go out.
I hope you like bluefin.
Yeah. but for somebody to come out with you and have a sushi party on the other end of it.
Yeah.
Maybe hire Jeff Roberti and
do
it right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of great fish processing, I can't believe it. There's still a couple spots left on our Kingfisher Charters Let's Talk Hookup Trip, June 15 through 20. Father's Day. Take your dad up there. Rick's going on that one in Dallas, too. And they have the best fish processing of any supplier in Alaska, promise you. And it's all included in the price. And there is no better value than a trip to Kingfisher Charters. You won't find anybody even close to that price at Kingfisher for the quality that they deliver. So if you want to go on that trip, What a great opportunity to jump on that in the prime time season, which is June 15th through 20 of this June. Not far away. Call Kingfisher. Check kingfishercharge.com. Link it to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the Kingfisher banner or give them a call at 800-727-6136 and grab those spots while they're available. And I got a great text from Ralph in Menifee. He says, good morning, guys. Always love to hear Dwayne on the show. And my question for Dwayne, I watch a lot of cool fishing videos on YouTube and wanted to know if you allow GoPros to be temporarily mounted on your boats during the trip. If not, do you have your own recorded video to offer to the passengers?
We always, you know, we totally welcome guys bringing their cameras and GoPros and stuff like that. I don't have any pre-mounted GoPro stuff on the Everglades, but I do on the Parker from past filming trips. So you're welcome to use those, you know, on the Everglades.
Yeah, but if you want to film your own, you have no problem.
Yeah, not at all. Not whatsoever.
Yeah.
I encourage it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's like good times, right? I mean, people want to film just like you're filming.
Memories.
Be a part of it, right?
Yeah, memories. Show the kids, show the wife.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mark in Fallbrook has another good one here. Yeah. He says, good morning, anglers. How do you get these giant bluefin into your boat? Do you have a door in the stern or just put muscle into the gaffs? And that is a good question because I've seen on your videos, and I've been there, done that, where pulling those big 200-pounders or 150s or whatever it might be, your 330 or whatever the big one was, how do you get that thing on the boat?
It's the bluefin, Jim.
Yeah?
Just two, three gaffs and a little bit of muscle. I do have a door, but I don't like using it that much.
Yeah. No?
No, it's like my little workout for the day.
but the Parkers have a beautiful, like, perfect... I mean, what Rick's talked about. It's the only way I know.
Yeah, those doors are perfect. You got to slide them, like, standing up, though. They can't come in sideways.
They can't come in sideways.
They won't slide in sideways.
I got that.
Yeah, we definitely use the doors, but, you know, I got young kids working for me, too. They're,
yeah.
I even go to open that door, they're already...
They're on
ribbing
it.
Me.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull this thing over the side.
Exactly.
Come on, though. You mentioned then,
come on, old man.
You mentioned a 328, though.
Yeah.
That had to have come in through the door.
No, that one came over. All the supers, we have three supers, and they all came over the rail.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 to 4 gaffs.
Woo, man.
Yeah, a little bit of a tussle. But
man style.
Yeah. That's when you get the clients involved, too.
Yeah, for sure.
They're all stoked, you know.
Get a gaff in your hand. Let's go.
Right.
So once that fish hits the deck on Pinnacle Sport Fishing, how do you treat that fish?
Straight bleed. Let it
and
bleed
what
out.
Do you clip? Where do you clip?
I'm clipping just a gill.
Just a gill.
I'm just clipping a gill, one gill. Let him bleed for about 5 to 7 minutes, get all that blood out of him, and we're going to go ahead and ecchymia him. Then core them and throw them in the bag.
Wow.
No.
Core them means taking all the guts out.
Yeah, G&G. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Gill out all the guts, all the gills. Yep. You get pretty good at that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's like a little work. All right, I always give the guys kudos when they can all pull it all out at once.
Yeah.
Take pictures with it. Let the clients take pictures with the guts. Yeah. they love it. Yeah. For whatever reason, it's like it's something they want to do.
Super fun.
All right. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Doug. Doug Cohn from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering, when you guys hook a big fish, do you guys go chase it down like you do on the Wicked Tuna?
Oh, that's a good question.
We've had a couple situations over the cycle where we have, but no, for the most part, you know, we're fishing these things stand still because the ultimate goal is to try to get everybody bent up on them, you know. So we hang one fish, there's another bait going out immediately. You know, now if we got a gnarly one and we only have one fish hanging and no chance of hanging another one, I'll chase it down a little bit and let the guys get lined back on the reel if they're having a tough time or the fish is just a bit of a butthead. But other than that, we fish it dead boat, try to get 3 to 4 going at a time.
So if you hook a big fish, you'll put the kite right back out and catch another one?
Absolutely.
And then get another one?
Yeah.
3 or 4 at a time?
Yeah.
Holy
mackerel. Crazy.
3 or 4,
right?
Big ones at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the goal always.
When they're biting, right? They're biting.
When they're biting, You know, you might get one shot of the day out of a day, and it might be a big giant school walking through you, so you might as well get every opportunity taken care of right then and there in case it doesn't happen again.
And
you know?
Gosh, I mean, if you hook 3 giants at one time, I mean, that's not only your whole day, but it might take a few hours. I mean,
it could take anywhere from half hour to an hour and a half typically on one of those kind of stops. But it's nice, you know, we've been in this era or this cycle for so long now. I think it's really important to also take note of what we learned as far as, like, just being responsible. You know, it was so rad to catch it, and it still is so rad to catch these big fish, but it's a lot of meat, you know. The first few years,
a lot of
limit style fishing for us, and we were cool with it, and I still am if I know the guys can utilize that fish in a very, very respectful manner. But otherwise, these days, I'm really just pushing for the guys to take one apiece. You know, that's a lot of fish.
It's a lot of fish.
I'll tell you what, like, I probably catch two or three of these things for myself a year, and I have a lot of family that eats tuna, a lot of friends, and myself. And it takes me a long time to get rid of one fish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can imagine taking two, and then some of the guys I have a fish like four times a year taking two fish four times a year. I'm like, whoa, where's this all going? You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, back to what I was getting at is I really like seeing the guys take one apiece now. Yeah.
And a four fish stop could
be your day, you know? So.
And they release them all, right? Do you release well?
They do, and we have definitely released a good handful of these big fish, but I'm not so hyped up on doing it, if that makes sense, because those fish are definitely coming up a little bit rad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like...
Yeah. It's not a catch-and-release type
fish. It's not a catch-and-release type fishery, even though you can do it, yes. Yeah. It's like,
smaller ones, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Small. But I'm talking these big guys. You know what I mean? I'd rather, you know, everybody happy with one big one, yeah? All right, let's let them be, you know, or let the next boat or someone else get a shot at them.
And Dwayne, the way you take care of them, I know you're doing it right, mm-hmm. and if a fish is taken care of properly, that meat will last you in your fridge if you're treating it right,
yeah.
even iced, you can keep it for 12 days.
Yeah, I would say sashimi for four
to 7 days.
I'm weird with my fish, so I do four, sushi seven, and after that, that's smoked fish for me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it's still
absolutely.
You can still utilize it for that like 10 to 12 day period.
But if you use a good fish processor like Fisherman's Processing,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you freeze that fish, you have them flash freeze it, and then you'd use the Sean method, I call it, where you take it out of the freezer, wrap it in paper towels,
mm-hmm.
and let it thaw overnight in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
That piece of bluefin or yellowfin or whatever is going to be like a piece of fresh fish.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize is a lot of the fish you eat at your favorite sushi restaurant has been blast frozen.
Absolutely.
So it's just the method of care prior to blast freezing, right. and the method of defrosting after the frozen.
But it all starts with taking 100%. Proper care of the yep. fish the way you do.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
For sure. And taking it and having it properly processed at fish.
100%.
Yes, like Fisherman's Processing. Speaking of proper fish care, next Saturday it's the big day for the 55th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament.
Oh, nice.
Such a great event. And all the money raised this year is going to go to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, to take kids fishing. A lot of great sponsors involved this year, and their prizes are amazing. They have an unbelievable raffle. And then part of the deal is everybody comes in and donates their fish to the big barbecue after the event, and they fillet the fish, and then you eat it right there. All that fresh
rock.
Cool.
It's a cool event.
So it's a super good event. And they have breakfasts included, and then, of course, dinners included. They have a great banquet and great raffle benefiting Rollo. So if you want to be a part of it, there's still time. It's this coming up Saturday. And just check, email them, anglers@swycanglers.org. Or just check out SWYC for Southwestern Yacht Club. SWYCanglers.org and check out the 55th annual Bottom Fish Tournament at Southwest.
And you don't need to fish it to go enjoy the raffle and the barbecue.
Go to the barbecue and
eat
some of the fish that the other guys caught.
Bring your family down and enjoy the raffle.
It's a great event. And a beautiful club, too. Southwestern Yacht Club's a great spot.
And like you said, all benefiting
Rollo.
There it is.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce Cohn from Lemon Grove. Good morning and happy Easter to you, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. My question for Dwayne is, when you're out fishing temperature break, do you fish those, and how do you fish those?
Yeah, we definitely fish temperature breaks, color edges, all that stuff. That's actually kind of what we're looking for every day. You know, you can approach it in a couple different ways. Our typical way of approaching is we fish every day, so we have our kind of a thumb on the pulse, and a group of other guys that we work with have a thumb on the pulse. So we're kind of following patterns, you know, similarities of days before as far as like water temps. But if you're approaching a break and you haven't fished it or you don't have any info, you know, definitely take a look at both sides, try to find yourself the bait. The fish shouldn't be too far behind that. You're also going to want to look at a couple other different things. Like if it's a very, very long temperature break, call it like 20 plus miles on the terrafin there, then you're going to want to look for different nuances in the water, sea heights, current heights, stuff like that, which will suck in bait, suck in kelps, you know, suck in life, and therefore also bring in the fish. So just, you know, there's a couple different things you can look at. You also look at the color edges, you know, if that's correlating with the temperature edges, you know, what side of that edge is the fish going to be on or has it been on? Has it been in the clean side? Has it been in the transition water? Has it been in the dirty water? It can be in any three, but, you know, you've got to kind of suss it out and weed through it and look at it and see where you can find it and bait. And, yeah, it's usually not too far.
So. And bluefin's one of the tunas that doesn't mind dirty.
No, dirty
water.
I've seen and caught this fish in the nastiest water you could believe it. I couldn't even believe they were in it, and they were in it eating. You know, they don't have a problem with cold water. They don't have a problem with dirty water. I definitely say 9 times out of 10, you're going to find the big ones in the cleaner water. But again, those are big animals, and they need to eat. And if they have to go into brown water to eat, they will.
Which,
so you got to keep your mind open to that and understand, you know, they're not going to shy away from dirty water. They could be in it as well.
Is it the same if, like, I assume it's different with yellowfin and, like, skipjack. I mean, they want that cleaner edge.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I've seen all that fish in dirty water, okay, but way less frequently on, like, the yellowfin skipjack side. That stuff definitely typically wants that way cleaner water. Yeah.
Yeah,
but Southern California is weird, man. There's some weird anomalies that happen here with these fish where you're just like, whoa, why are they in here? But bluefin are the kings of it, you know, like cold,
like, what
dirty.
What the heck are they doing here?
And it'll bite in there. You're just like, what the heck? This is so wild.
So, question, fish move every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be a hero in one spot and be a zero in that same spot the next day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure you stay on the fish? What do you look at?
You know, it comes down to how many miles they move during the day that you were on them, or the two, you know, say we were on fish for 3 days straight and they're marching one direction, usually northwest or into the wind or whatever. And if past 3 days that we were on fish, say they move 7 miles a day, then we go in and we kind of calculate at night, like if it's moving, or where we find it the next day, we found it like 14 miles away. So you kind of do the number game in your head. Okay.
Uh-huh.
They moved seven miles while we were fishing them. They moved another 7 miles overnight. You know, we're going to start here tomorrow.
Gotcha.
You know, you start maybe another five above that. And I like to work into it. I'd rather not work out of it. I'd rather get way above where I know it hasn't made it that far and then work down into it. That's my trick or my method.
And then, it might be an afternoon game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's just a
but
couple
we've
turns.
Literally, we've followed fish. We're like, okay, you know, these things move 14 miles a day. Period, you know,
yeah.
And the next day we start at 17 and work down into 50. There they are, boom. There they
yeah,
are,
crazy.
Every single day, you know, and they will. As soon as, that's the beauty of the ocean. It's the beauty of fishing is you can be humbled so quick, and you will be. So day five, you're like, oh yeah, I know exactly where to be. Boom, they ain't anywhere within
they're
60 miles.
Yeah,
and you're humbled.
Do you have a code, like a lot of the sport boats use code groups? Do you have a
yeah,
code
we
group
do.
You work with?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how do you communicate on a small boat like that? You don't
Starlink, Zolio,
Starlink.
2 meter.
Okay.
Occasionally VHF, but not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the new technological.
You have
things.
All the new tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
that's
can stay
awesome.
In touch.
Yeah.
Use your cell phone in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Pretty much. Do you have a Starlink antenna mounted right on your boat?
We are just ordering it right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But cool. Prior to that, Zolio was really good for us.
Which is a satellite communicator.
Yeah, it's a satellite
texting
puck thing, and it's really fast and
gets the info across just perfectly.
Exactly. You know, I'd rather be texting than sitting on the phone talking about it too, so that's
right.
Good. Although Starlink's probably going to change that a little bit, but
yeah.
You know, the goal is to have the line of communication out in the ocean. You know, it's just another tool to help you have a successful day. So.
Absolutely.
It just makes the ocean a much smaller.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking of communication, that's our fishdope.com report, right, Corey?
Yes. We've got Youssef Husseini, the Angler's Realtor, on hold here and brought to us by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. Make your reservations today, and good morning, Youssef.
Hey, Youssef.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, good, man. All right, guys. Well, fishing is picking up. We're really getting into the spring fishing here. Up off of Santa Rosa inside Rhodes Reef, there's been good sea bass fishing. It doesn't bite every day. It's definitely sea bass, but they have been putting the wood to them a little bit up there. Also, halibut as well in the same areas. No deeper than 40 feet. It's all shallow water stuff. Takes lots of chumming to get them to bite, but once you get them going, they are biting. Santa Cruz Island, Christie's is loaded with sea bass. Lots of squid at Christie's as well. If you're going to fish this, fish the inside of the squid, right up against the shore there, 15 to 50 feet. The north side of the island off the hard bottom has been pretty decent halibut fishing as well. Hidden Reef has been really good for rockfish. It's 500-foot fishing, but you're getting really quality reds and chilies. Santa Barbara, backside of the island, they're metering up a lot of sea bass. They're there. They're just not biting as well as you would want them to. These are all like one-person spots. They're very congregated. If you are up there fishing and you see a boat fishing them that's on them, just wait for them to leave. Don't pull up next to them and shut the bite down for everybody. Santa Monica Bay, rock fishing is pretty good still. Twilight fishing is decent for sand bass. The Palo Verde region, same deal, rock fishing and sand bass. Sand bass is a twilight deal. Catalina Island, Ben Weston area, up to Cat Harbor, there's some decent amount of squid, as well as Silver Canyon to Palisades. Lot more volume than there has been. Same deal, fish inside the squid beds and about 5 to 15 feet of water, and there's some decent fishing. There's also been some good-sized home guard yellowtail in decent numbers out there. Danny was saying check out the Farnsworth Bank as well. Maybe there are some bigger yellowtail there. There are still a decent amount of bonita on the front side. They seem to be getting a little bit bigger. Same deal, troll rapalas, and you can kind of get as many as you want. San Clemente is dead at the moment. Down into San Diego, Pepper Park in the Back Bay area, same deal, been really good halibut fishing. Use light line is the deal, 10 to 12 pound test. Use an anchovy like on a split shot. Coronado's, the water's starting to shape up, but there's still no good reports out of there. As everybody's heard, there is tons and tons of jumbo bonita down off the 425 between there and the Hidden Bank. Good size fish. And as everybody knows and you heard earlier, there's tuna down below. Decent amount. Danny was saying the breezers were pretty long, and it's really shaping up to start going here real soon. Bigger fish caught last night, good amount of 40 to 60 pounders, mostly night fishing, a few during the day. And that's it, guys.
Well, sounds good. And, of course, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Yosef, what's going on in the real estate game?
Real estate game, same deal. We've got some rates sliding, so people are actually starting to start looking again and taking a lot of listings and prepping homes right now for the upcoming kids getting out of school rush. But, yeah, it's still moving. It's not on fire or anything. I thought it would pick up quite a bit, but that just hasn't happened yet. Usually as soon as school lets out, it's game on. So should be coming soon.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, for all the real estate needs, listing your house, buying a house, or some good advice, how do we find you, Yosef?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169, on social media at Cal Realty. On my website at sportsmansrealty.com, you can search there without getting stock. Or if you're looking to sell your house, you can go on to socalhomeeval.com and get a free home evaluation. Spits it out within a minute or two.
Thanks. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Happy Easter.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Take care. Happy Easter.
Yeah, all right. Good stuff. Thanks. For sure. And it's brought to us by Norse Lithium. Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers an unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system with Norsk Lithium, and you can get all this at norsklithium.com. And you can also see the trolling motor doctor.
Yeah, there, for sure. Hey, I have a great text here from John in Rancho San Diego. Great show, and so good to hear Dwayne today. Dwayne, what's your go-to 30-pound fly line setup? Do you always use circle hook on bluefin, or do you always use a fluorocarbon leader? Some good questions.
I think I'd go with a Daiwa Saltiga 35 Star Drag on, you know, like a 6480, Seeker 6480. And then, yeah, I always use a little bit of fluoro top shot, and definitely 100%.
Are you mono? Are you?
No, I'm straight, braid straight to fluoro. I'll probably do like a 15-foot piece of fluoro when we're fishing bluefin on the fly line. So, you know, a little bigger piece, a little more stealthy. And then always fish circle hook. I'm 100% circle hook with tuna. Anything from size 4 up to size 1.0, depending on the size of fish or bait you're using.
Yeah.
That makes for an easy release, too.
Yeah.
Right? Sort of look in the corner.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's a different program right there.
Yeah.
Super easy. Sure.
All right. You have a good one, huh, Corey?
I do. Some good texts for sure. A lot of them come through, man. And this one comes from Rory in Lakeside. Thank you, Rory. Happy Easter to you, too. It says, good morning, guys. Dwayne, I think I saw you in what looked like a new center console. You were coming into Mission Bay when we were headed out for a quick afternoon mission. If so, can you give us a quick rundown of the new boat? And it looked pretty slick, he says.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, last year we got ourselves into a 2024 Everglades 335 center console. We did some yard work and added some stuff to it before we put it in the water. And it's been a great boat. You know, we did the 75-gallon blue water bait tank midship where the tackle center was, in addition to the 40-gallon bait tank in the transom, enabled us to carry about 5.5-6 scoops of bait.
Which is quite a bit.
Yeah, we've not ran out of bait yet on that boat, and I think we're probably sitting on like 10 more gallons of bait than I was on my 28 Parker. So, yeah, it's all good.
And with the bait system you're talking about, I mean, that's legit.
Yeah, we're running it with all those killer hooker pumps and sea chest and all that fun stuff, and it's been an incredible bait system for the boat. We see a big fish hold in the bow, and then we rigged the boat to the tee. It's got everything you could ever want to catch these fish around the SoCal Bite, and we've been really, really stoked on it. She's got twin 450s on the back of it, so she's very fast.
Why, man?
Yeah, so it's been my favorite boat so far that I've ever owned or operated.
Man, it sounds sweet for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. When we return on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and Let's Talk Hook About.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having so much fun with Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. And you want to join us, 833-288-0973. On this Easter morning, we have Jeff waiting at the fan. I'll give you the number again, 833-288-0973. And you want to text us. Text us via the app and make sure you leave your name and telephone number. We'll jump into the calls and take John. John, call from San Diego. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, John.
Happy Easter.
Hey, happy Easter.
I wanted to ask if you might have a private boater tip for the Coronados, and what's your favorite thing to cook on that Traeger?
Yeah, a private boater tip for the islands is, here's one. The islands really like to bite on a downhill current, down and in current, so when you get to the islands, go straight to, you know, Pukey or North Island or to the Bird Guano Rock and look what way the foam's running off the island. That'll tell you which way the current's going. And
that's a good tip.
That's how you start your day there.
Yeah. And so if North Island doesn't has up and out.
So, yeah, if, like if you roll up to North.
Down and in and South Island?
No, like, no. So if you roll up to North Island and there's a bunch of foam running off the south end towards the beach or straight down the beach, and you've got good conditions to start your day, start looking for some yellowtail.
You're swinging for a home run.
Yeah.
Would the conditions be different at
yeah, so side? if it's uphill, then the foam will be running off the north end of the island off of Pukey up towards Point Loma, and then you might want to go down to the rock pile or look at the south ends of the islands or south edges of the structures.
Yeah. Dude, you're giving up some good info right there.
Yeah.
And then my favorite Traeger thing, I just cooked it last night, ribeye.
Ribeye. Ooh, yeah. Ribeye on the Traeger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's super easy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters has a report. He says, morning, boys. Great to hear Dwayne on the show. He was at San Clemente Island yesterday for epic calico fishing on the front side. Over 100-plus bass.
Woo.
Nice, Benny. MC 5-inch swim bait.
Wow.
How about that?
Awesome.
Huh?
How
and,
cool is that?
Golden brown bait, orange belly, and 1-ounce war bait yellow head. Paid for it coming home. Continued success with Dwayne, and really enjoy the clip on your mate from the Oz.
Thanks, Benny. Appreciate it, buddy.
So that's cool. Benny, thanks for that report. And nobody more fun to fish with than Benny.
He's Ford. The man.
I mean, and shows you, man.
Calico fishing at Clemente.
Everybody, you know, Yusuf said there was nothing going on at Clemente. You got to go with Benny Florentino.
Yep. He's got to talk to Benny. That's what it is, right? I mean, it's just who you're connected with. And
exactly.
Maybe the sport boat he talked to
didn't
get him.
Yeah.
But Benny
Florentino
did.
Got him. Yeah,
well, that's my style.
100 plus calicos on a 5-inch MC.
Come on, please.
Wow, how come you're not there?
Why am I not?
You have a good one, huh, Corey?
Oh, I do. Another text, and thank you for sending this in. It comes from Kurt in Vista, and Kurt says, "Morning, guys. The great show. Love all the info and the stories. Question." When you roll up on a foamer, how do you like to get set up, and do you get ahead of it, upwind, downwind, or do you set up parallel to them? That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It comes with a couple different answers. It's really going to come down to what method you're using to fish or, you know, approaching to fish these things. So if I'm fishing the kite, I'm going to set up quite a bit upwind, dead nuts center to the school, let it walk through me, and that way I can present my bait right on top of its head. Now, if you're casting at these things, you know, surface iron, popper, stick baits, etc., stuff like that, I like to set up upwind but off to the side, and that allows the fish to walk down or up the side of my boat without sinking out or going under it. Allows you to get many more casts in on it, which, you know, hopefully leads to many more bites or fish hung on that particular school. And again, the reason I do that is because they're, as soon as they approach your boat, unless it's one of those crazy Nat Geo foamers that you see like once every couple of years, it won't go down, but it will go under your boat and go down and therefore stop biting the surface lure. So
that, are you chumming while you're doing all that?
I'm not usually chumming if we're casting surface lures. I'll chum on like on meter schools.
Uh-huh.
If it's coming under, we got it on the side scan and it's coming under, we'll throw baits on that and when we're putting the kite out or fly line baits. But if we're casting, like I said, I just set up upwind to the side, allow enough for him to walk by me and fire a bunch of casts into him and try to get everybody bit.
And it just allows you to be quiet.
Yeah. The ultimate goal when you're fishing this fish or yellowtail or anything on the surface that's, you know, feeding is not to interrupt them if you don't have to.
The least amount of disturbance that you can present.
Absolutely.
The best.
Absolutely.
But they all have a different life. I mean, I'm not the big offshore guy, you know that, but I mean, I've got a little bit of it in my blood.
Sure.
And they all have different temperament.
Yes.
Some will let you get close.
Yep.
Some you get within a quarter mile
nope.
of them.
Yep.
And they're done.
Yeah, they're over it, you know, and has to do with pressures, has to do with their mood, has to do with volume a lot of the time, too. A lot of time you think you see a lot, but what you see is actually what you get, and there's not that much there, and it's easily shooken up, too, you know, where versus a big, giant meat wad school, biomass school, that stuff gets up. It's so there's so much commotion already going on in the water, they don't hear your boat, really. I'm sure they do to agree, but there are, you know, hundreds and hundreds of fish, you know, feeding and foaming. It's a lot of noise in the water.
And whales going. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got all that stuff going on. You
then
can
it's
get away
pretty much
with
on. Yeah, exactly. You get away with murder.
Yeah.
Right on top of them. But
we
never try to do that at all. We always just try to play by the rules and let those fish peacefully do what they're doing naturally and try to extract a few.
And yeah. And that's why somebody would want to go with you. I mean, to learn the proper procedures.
Sure.
And
sure.
I mean, there's a lot to you don't just have your own boat and get the job done. I mean, we all know that, right?
No. And I firmly believe, like, you know, if these guys want to get on the boat and want more than just catching a fish, we're here for it. I love those kind of groups where it's like an on-the-water tutorial or an on-the-water
Absolutely.
Seminar. Every question's a good question unless you ask it, like, three times.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guys who are keen, they're going to ask that one question. They're going to ask another. They're going to ask all the right questions. And then they're going to get to do it hands-on. So I always feel even for me, I could ask you how to do something that I'm interested in, but unless I do it hands-on, it doesn't stick as fast. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It always works like that.
Absolutely.
So it's nice to have these guys, again, that want to learn on the boat and get to apply what they're learning right there, then and there on the spot.
Now, you mentioned side scan. You have side scans?
Yeah, we have DFF 3Ds on our Parkers.
Dude, that's crazy. What,
that's
on.
A Furuno?
Yeah, it's a Furuno. You know, it came out, God, maybe like 8 years ago.
So that's a real side scan?
Yes,
like
real side scan.
With a dome and everything?
No, it's on a fairing block, and
oh,
it's
okay.
Just side. So it's out. You can have it out like 450 and down 450, and
wow,
it's been
crazy.
A game changer for us. Number one thing being you can see which way the fish are generally walking,
uh-huh.
Which is a huge thing, especially while fishing the kite and live bait. You know, they come
and
on.
Say that model again. It's a DFF.
It's a Furuno DFF 3D. And you have to have a TZ Touch unit to.
That's the Furuno.
Yeah, to have it. But again, it's a pulse sonar. So once you get them on it, if you follow them, they don't come off of it unless
wow.
they boogie, you
wow.
know. So, but again, you know, you'd be drifting, and you're seeing them come on the right hand of the screen, and then walk off the left hand of the screen. That means they're going that way. You know what I mean? You can tell which way the schools are moving,
uh-huh.
And you can catch schools. You know, I've had a bunch of different occasions where I catch schools on the outside of that sonar and drop a flyer, and they're jumping out of the water to eat it, but there's zero under the boat.
Dwayne, which is a big deal because you could have your eyeballs on a turn bird, a
yep.
single turn bird,
mm-hmm.
or on a single splash, and you can kind of connect point A to point B and
yep.
know they're moving that direction.
Yeah.
But
when
if you,
you
don't have any visual like that.
Yeah, if you see it, once you see it on your electronics, you're like, okay, this is what's going on here, and then you can kind of adjust the way you're fishing them and go from there, and it's been a huge, huge tool for us.
What a
game changer.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Cheer in Cardiff has a good question here. When you're stopped on a fish, bluefin, do you ever deploy a different method of trying to hook another one, simply stick with the kite?
Yeah, you know, if we just hung one or two on the kite, I'm definitely throwing out another kite bait. Right. Just because that tells you right there that they're biting the kite.
Yeah.
I don't really like to fish down baits while we're fishing the kite, especially while you have fish tight, just because of obvious reasons, fishing the circle, getting wrapped up, et cetera, et cetera. And then once we get multiple of those big ones going and they're all sounded, it's, you know, it's hectic. So we try to keep the baits all the same
yeah.
and out on the surface.
Yeah, and Doug from Ramona has a similar question. Do you ever slow troll a mackerel on a long line while circling a foamer or dragging a mackerel through the foamer on the inside?
So yeah, we've done that a good amount
that's
of times.
Right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, when you don't have time to get, maybe you're running, all of a sudden a foamer pops up, and it's like, don't have time to get the kite out fast enough.
It's a no-win scenario for us. So, you know, if it's a day where we're going to have, like, reverse vortex wind, like, no knots at all, yeah. oil conditions, and we'll try to make knots on the way out and approach the breezers and the foam in that manner. I've even pitched mackerel into foam and gotten absolutely walloped.
Yeah, so crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a great bait there.
With all this cool talking, is there availability? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I know you get so booked up.
Yeah.
If somebody's, like, juiced up listening to this, I mean, is there...
book a trip with
yeah, we do have a little bit of availability. Typically, I'm pretty full. This year is not any really different. I start getting really busy about May 17th throughout the rest of the season, but I do have a couple dates in late May. I think I have 3 dates total for June, and maybe a handful of dates for July. Then August and September, I have a little bit more availability with my boat. Now, for my other boat, the 28 Parker and the 25 Parkers, we have plenty of availability. We're just starting to fill trips on those boats right now. But if you'd like to get out with us, get a hold of me at 619-850-7575. Once again, 619-850-7575. Or check us out on the web at www.pinnaclesportfishing.com, and we'd be happy to get you guys dialed in on a trip.
And you mentioned, like, going out this next week and on recon mission
yep.
and just trying to – could somebody maybe, like, say, hey, I want to pitch in? And
yeah, if somebody, somebody wants to go fishing, just give me a call. We're open for business now. Obviously, the fish are biting. Weather's starting to straighten out,
yeah.
and we're jonesing to get to it. We're definitely going to be doing some recon stuff. We've already been doing a little bit of recon stuff. We haven't caught any tuna, but we've caught some big yellows and – yeah, the juices
starting.
Are flowing,
it's gonna
the wheels
start.
Are oiled, and we are ready to rock.
Yeah,
so if you want to get out, give us a holler.
And all of your trips run out of Dana Landing.
Yeah, we're out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay,
yeah.
The greatest one-stop shop in the world.
Yeah, for sure, and super good people, and yep. and such a convenient location, free parking.
Yep, free parking, yeah. You know, literally steps from the dock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super easy peasy.
Good stuff. You have a good text?
I do, but it's a very short, just a hello and happy Easter from Bill Varney.
From Bill Varney.
From the one and only Bill Varney. Says, happy Easter to everybody there, and Let's Talk Hookup listeners.
Yeah, and of course, that reminds me, Bill Varney puts together our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter that comes out every other week. It's a free subscription, and we don't junk mail you. We don't sell any of our list. But if you just want to know what's going on Let's Talk Hookup, it's a, like I say, every other week we send, Bill does a great job. Articles in there, important information. Sometimes he'll put videos in there too. So check it out. It's easy to subscribe. Just go on our website, letstalkhookup.com. A little pop-up window will come up. Say subscribe to our newsletter. Put your email address in there. Again, we do not sell it. We do not, we only use it within, and the only information you're going to get is once every other week you get an email from us. We're not going to junk you.
And I get them. And they're cool.
Yeah.
Like
Bill does a fantastic job.
But the adventures that Let's Talk Hookup goes on, you get
yeah.
like the report and the pictures.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cool.
Super good job.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
actually very friendly.
Some good pictures of Dwayne in this week's edition. So that was
nice.
Pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hey, lots of good stuff and lots of good stuff. But one thing that it seems to be a constant in a lot of the texts that we're getting today is people want to know the place. We already found out that Queensland, Australia, is your favorite right now.
Yeah.
What's your second favorite? Because I've heard a lot of adventure that you've gone to. Talk about like you didn't mention Palau as being like one of your favorites.
It's definitely Palau is probably right there. Palau and Fiji are amazing, absolutely
yeah.
amazing. Palau is
out there.
It's out there. I mean, I think that's I think we did like almost 30 hours of travel to get there. And then it's just a beautiful spot. It's
yeah,
like,
what do you fish for in Palau?
It's the same thing. GTs, coral trout, you know, you could fish doggies.
What is
like
a coral trout?
I know.
I think if they were over here, they'd have some sort of grouper name, maybe it's something grouper.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, they're probably the tastiest fish and most versatile fish in the tropics.
That's it, really?
You know, you can cook them any which way. They're very, very high in oil content. So You grill them, you can singe them, and they're still going to be moist in the middle. They fight really good. You can find them all over the place. And there's a bunch of different subspecies of them. They're really, really gorgeous fish.
How big
do
they get?
I think the passion fruit one, the passion fruit coral fish will get up to like 30, 35, 40 pounds.
Oh, wow, so they're big.
Yeah, but you know, you catch yourself a 10, 12-pound coral trout, that's a hell of a fish. And like, you'll see the Aussies just freak out. They're like,
is that right?
Oh, we're already planning dinner.
they've
got like 10 different recipes brewing up in their head as soon as one hits the deck.
And you mentioned that. Like, they're after the table fare as well as the
angling. Yeah, that's the one table fare fish that the guys who do the catch and release will keep, too.
For sure.
They're so tasty.
Yeah. Well, are there any other edible fish that in those tropical waters that people really like?
Yeah. Red emperors. It's like a snapper over there. Those are amazing. That was one of the coolest fish I've caught over there. I got a really, really big one 3 or 4 years ago. Long-nosed emperors are another really highly sought-after table fare fish. Let me see. What else? Corals.
Other fish.
Yeah, you know, the Spanish mackerel, another big one over there as well.
They like those.
Are they similar to ours? Or?
They're really similar to Wahoo.
Oh.
I personally like them
Sierra?
a little.
Like a Sierra
It's
style?
Like a Sierra that weighs 90 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the meat's way firmer, and I like it more than Wahoo. It's a little bit more sweet.
Oh,
when you're eating it raw. Yeah,
it sounds like poke material.
Oh, it's heavy on the poke material.
Yeah,
to be honest, I don't think I've ever had Spanish mackerel or walu, as they call them in Fiji, cooked ever.
Really?
That's crazy.
Never. No.
It's all poke or raw?
Yeah, it cooks really well from what I gather, but it's so good raw, and it's traditional. As soon as you cut one of those things, it's right on the sashimi platter.
Dude. When you've done your adventures in Namotu, I've seen you have some epic yellowfin tuna fish on the poppers and stuff. What's that like?
That's probably the best yellowfin tuna fishing I've ever seen in my life. And it's the same as here. Just kind of get out and start following the signal. You know, there's tons of shearwater out there. So you get on in the shearwater river and just keep following the shearwater. Look for frigates.
Shearwater, of course, are birds.
Yeah. Look for the tropical terns. And, you know, what the way we'll do is we'll find that river of bird and start following the direction it's flying. And then we stop the boat about every 3, 3.5 miles in glass. And then we hone in on fish. And like I said, I've seen some of the most amazing fishing in my life there, yellowfin tuna especially. I mean, we had one day, I think we left the island at 2 and we were back at 6 and we had 9 over 100.
Oh!
And it was to the, like, it wouldn't go down. It was foaming 360 around the boat and it was pushing the pilchard under our boat. And then every like 5 minutes, the big ones would push the pilchard from under the boat. We have video of it, and there's like 120, 150 pounders, like, you grab them.
Wow.
And
freak out.
Yeah, and like we broke off every single lure on that boat. I mean, there's to the end, I was casting Chiagra 30s with like 80-pound mono top shots on them. And like,
wow.
And DTX minnows that we were trolling and ripping them through the foamers and hanging fish and busting those off.
Too. Like actually casting and winding them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, as far as you can cast them, 20, 25 yards. But
wow.
It was the most incredible fishing I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen it like that many times. What we find... the best there is when you find a finback whale, and it's the holy grail. You can follow a finback.
Because the finback's kind of off
base. Yeah, they're eating pilchard, and every time the finback comes up to feed, it foams all around it, and it's like the gnarliest circle of life. Like,
what's a pilchard?
It's a tropical bait fish.
Yeah.
You know, something like
similar to like a sardine. Anchovy.
Yeah.
But it's
kind of like a deeper belly. It almost looks like a cross between anchovy and a sardine, the ones in Fiji do.
Like an anchoveta. Like
that's what I thought they were my first year there, but I guess they're pilchards. They corrected me on that. But,
pilchards.
Yeah, but it's rad. They ball up like chovy, so you get these big, dense bait balls like we do with the chovy here that are twice the size of the boat.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Such good times, man.
Good,
we're going to be right back. All these cool stories from Duane Diego and Pinnacle Sport Fishing. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this Costa Sunglass and return on the Let's Talk Pick the Bat 97.3 The Fan YouTube and Facebook Live.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. adventureincamping.com. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice with the extreme cranking power, and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. We're going to have Dwayne flip the coin. A lucky pair of Costas going to...
Ooh, that's quite a flip. What is...
Texter! It happens to be Doug and Ramona. All congratulations,
right. Congratulations, Doug. You're going to get that pair of Costa sunglasses. And Dwayne, lots of adventures, and of course, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Great guys. If you want to go fishing and catch some fish, go with the guys at Pinnacle.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Happy Easter. It's always a pleasure to be on the show.
So how do we get a hold of you? How do we book a trip?
You can get at me on the phone there, 619-850-7575. Once again, 619-850-7575. Or look us up online, www.pinnaclesportfishing.com.
Wow, fantastic. And, of course, your YouTube channel, of course, just Dwayne Diego.
Yes, sir, Dwayne Diego. You can find me on Instagram, Dwayne Diego. Also, Pinnacle Sport Fishing.
How did you get the name Dwayne Diego?
is a nickname my best friend came up with me for me a long time ago.
Very fitting.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, your regular name, Dwayne Malore, but Dwayne Diego is just, it just fits.
Right? Perfect. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for listening today. Thanks to Corey. Thanks to Jeff at the Fan. And, of course, thank you out there. And thanks to Adam for doing the app. Next Saturday, Jim Hendricks from CCA California. Jim's also a wealth of knowledge about fishing. That's going to be a great show. Then next Sunday, our good friend Valerie Hopric from Haida Gwaii Safaris, a.k.a. Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hey, got a great show. We'll do another one next week. Right back here on 97.3 Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.